讲到的经文是出自于以赛亚书第53:1-12。The scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1-12. I will be reading in Chinese and Mandarin, and if you read English, please follow along.我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知道他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，使我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，使我们得医治。 Verse 6， 我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？ Verse 9， 虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆，得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与位分伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。 The kids may be excused to the children Sunday school. We'll give the following time to Russ and Shen Zhong for translation.
Good morning.
早安。
You know, every family is defined by its stories.
每个家庭都有他一些的这些故事。
You know, the ones that you tell over and over and over again when you're together.
许多故事是当你们在一起的时候，你们不断的在那边谈论这些故事。
And this morning I want to share one of those from our family.
我今天早晨想跟各位分享一个在我们家里的一个常谈到的故事。
When my oldest daughter was about 6 or 7 years old,
当我最大的女儿她六七岁的时候，
she had an incident that happened that we have told the rest of her life.
她发生了一件事情，我们这一辈子都一直在谈论着。
In our family, at Christmas, we keep all of the kids together until it's time to enter the room with the presents.
当这个圣诞节的早晨的时候，我们一家人都是起来之后，大家聚集在一起，一起来进到这个大厅里面。
And at that point, we would put each of the three children's presents slightly apart in the room.
我们会把每一个小孩的这个礼物呢，分开来放。
So that morning, my kids ran in, and my oldest daughter made a statement we'll remember forever.
那我累有一个早晨呢，就是我的大女儿呢就说了一句话呢，我们这一辈子呢都一直记得的。
She ran in and saw her brother's brand new bicycle.
她跑进去看到她哥哥的这个脚踏车礼物。
And she said, "Gee, lucky you got a bike."
啊，她说啊，你真是幸运，你有了一个脚踏车。
Now, what made this so funny was standing right next to her.
这个之所以这么有趣呢，是因为就在她的自己的身旁呢。
Was her brand new bike?
就是她自己的这一个新的脚踏车。
That she totally missed.
她完全的这个错过了她自己的。
Because her focus was on her brother's.
因为她所专注的是她这个弟弟的这个脚踏车。
This season is the season we celebrate Advent.
这个季节是我们纪念主耶稣降生的季节。
The coming of our Lord Jesus in human form.
就是耶稣基督以肉身的形象降世到我们当中。
And usually when we look at Christmas, we turn to the New Testament.
通常我们在纪念圣诞节的时候，我们都翻到这个新约的圣经。
But this year, Helikon and I wanted to look back before the birth.
但是今年呢，我跟Helikon我们讨论，我们想看一看旧约的故事。
To look at the expectations of the Israelites.
来看看这个以色列人，的他们的期盼，对弥赛亚的这个期盼。
To see what they were anticipating in the Messiah.
再看看他们对这个弥赛亚的这个期盼是怎么样的情形。
And what we'll see is that they too focused on the wrong things.
我们可以看到他们同样也是在专注在一个一个错误的这个对象上。
And so when the Messiah came, many of them missed it.
所以当这个弥赛亚真正来的时候呢，他们错失了他。
And we want to make sure that doesn't happen to us.
我们想要确定，就是说我们不会同样的犯这个错误。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, open our eyes to your word.
我们的主耶稣基督，求主你开我们的眼睛。
Come Holy Spirit and speak to us.
圣灵降临在我们当中，对我们说话。
So that we might learn all that you would desire us to learn.
所以我们能够学习到你要我们所学的。
May our expectations be true on what you want to do.
让我们所期望的是你要让我们知道的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Now a little background before we get started.
我们来看一看。我们来看一看我们的这个背景，刚开始的时候。
The book of Isaiah is written about 100 years before Israel goes into captivity.
这个以赛亚书是在这个以色列人被掳之前100年左右写的。
The captivity that's caused when Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylonians attacks Israel in 600 BC.
这也就是在主前600年，这个尼布甲尼撒这个在掳掠这个以色列人的这个期间。
And Isaiah, under the power of the Holy Spirit, talks about that time.
那以赛亚借着圣灵的这个工作，他预言了这些事情。
About what God will do to restore the nation of Israel.
就是上帝如何的，然后这个重新的复兴这个以色列国。
But let's look first at that time, that exile that happens 100 years later from when he wrote.
那我们先看一看这个，就是他们被掳的这个。情形。
In Lamentations chapter 4 verse 12,
在这个耶利米哀歌的这个第四章第十二节这里说到。
Jeremiah talks of why the nation was had to go into exile.
耶利米说到这个为什么上帝将他们借着这个外邦人掳掠到这个外地。
The kings of the earth did not believe, nor did any of the peoples of the world, that enemies and foes could enter the gates of Jerusalem.
这里说到地上的君王和世上的居民都不信敌人和仇敌能进耶路撒冷的城门。
Israel remembered its days under David and Solomon.
以色列人记得他们大卫以及所罗门王这个帝国的这个盛世。
Less than 350 years previous, they were a powerful nation.
当这个他们被掳之前350年左右，他们是如此的这个盛大这个帝国。
And they expected the nation to last forever.
他们相信这个帝国呢，能够维持永久的存在。
But as Jeremiah writes, the enemies had come through the gates and taken the city.
然而，耶利米呢，在这里预言说，这个敌人呢，进到这个城门，把他们的整个王国灭了。
They had destroyed the walls of the city, which meant safety.
他们把这个城的墙呢，整个毁了，这表示他们的完全没有这个安全。
And so the exile was the low point for the Israelites.
所以的这个他们这个被放逐，是他们以色列人的这个历史上的一个低点，低潮点。
Its country and its king had been destroyed.
他们的国家，他们的国王都被毁灭了。
And nearly all of the people had been forced to move from Israel to Jerusalem.
他们
说 or to Babylon.
他们几乎所有的人呢，都被掳到。被迁移到这个巴比伦。
They were prisoners physically in a foreign land.
他们是在身体上其实就是像被掳掠的这些被囚禁在外国。
But it was worse than that.
但是比这个更凄惨的是。
Jeremiah continues in Lamentations 4.
耶利米继续在耶利米哀歌这个第四章这里说到。
But it happened because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests.Who shed within her the blood of the righteous? Now they grope through the streets as if they were blind. They are so defiled with blood that no one dares to touch their garments.
这里说，这都因他先知的罪恶和祭司的罪孽，他们在城中流了义人的血，他们在街上如瞎子乱走，又被血沾污，以致人不能摸他们的衣服。
The temple that Solomon had built for the Most High God had also been destroyed.
所罗门所建的这个极甚甚华丽的这个宫殿呢，也被毁了。
The exile, it turns out, was as much about spiritual separation as physical separation.
这个他们的被掳被迁徙呢，以色列的这个被掳呢，不但是在这个身体上物质上的这个被迁徙，他们在属灵的这方面呢，也被掳掠了。
Jeremiah writes that.The priests and the prophets and the people had turned their backs on God.
这里耶利米说到，先知、祭司以及所有的人民呢，都背离了上帝。
And we read about that in Kings and in Chronicles.
我们在这个列王记跟这个历代志这旧约呢，都读到这些。
They had committed human and child sacrifice.
他们施行了这些人的小孩的这些献祭。
And the people were lost in darkness.
而这些人民呢，都在黑暗中丧失了。
They had even built their own faith that included some of the Babylonian gods.
他们甚至在他们的信仰里面加了这些外邦人的巴比伦人的这些神。
And so God led them off to physical exile.
所以上帝就借这个外邦人的手呢，把他们掳掠到这个外地。
Now these Israelites were stuck in the Babylonian culture.
这些被掳的这些以色列人呢，就被就丧失在这个巴比伦的这些文化当中。
New practices, new demands, and as we read in Daniel, hostility towards worshiping God.
我们也知道，这个在旧约的这个但以理书呢，它也记载了，他们就在这个融入了他们社会，但是他们没有办法，就是他们有自己能够敬拜自己的神。
So the exile caused some people to think of God again.
所以这些他们的这些被掳呢，以色列人的被掳呢，让他们重新再思考他们与神的关系。
They began to look for a savior, a second Moses who would come.
他们在寻求一个救主，一个第二个摩西呢，能够拯救他们。
A Messiah who would stand up to Nebuchadnezzar and say, "Let my people go."
一个弥赛亚说，说。能够向这个当时的这个君王来说，让我的人民离开吧，回去吧。
And having seen the power of Nebuchadnezzar's army, they thought this man would be a military man.
当他们看到这个尼布甲尼撒的这个军队如此的强大，他们想到他们的弥赛亚一定是一个军事的强人。
Who would raise up an army and come with a mission to overthrow the Babylonians?
他们这个救世主呢，会是一个军事的强人。起来呢，推翻这个尼布甲尼撒的帝国。
So they began to expect a military man.
所以他们就期盼弥赛亚是一个这个军事上的强人。
Now, have you ever had a time where your expectations didn't match what really happened?
你有过这样的经验，就是你的期盼跟你的事实经验不符合的情况吗？
You look forward to something for a long time, and then when it comes, it just isn't as you expect.
你长时间的这个期盼一件事情发生，但是这件事情发生与你所盼望的不符合。
When I was a freshman in college, I was going to play in a church basketball tournament.
当我是在这个大学里面新生的时候呢，我参加这个一个篮球的比赛。
We practiced for many weeks.
我们许多的礼拜呢都在练习。
And then the day came and we got up early and drove to the San Joaquin Valley.
当这一天来临了，我们大家一起开车到 San Joaquin 的这个Valley.
And when I walked into the game for the first time, I was excited.
当我第一次的进入这个比赛的时候，我相当的兴奋。
I expected to play well.
我想要打得很好。
For our team to win.
让我们的队能够赢。
So I jumped up to block a shot.
所以我就跳起来要阻挡一个投球。
Came down on someone's foot and twisted my ankle.
但是我掉下来之后，我踩到人的脚，我一个脚伤到我的。
My tournament was over.
所以我的这个比赛呢，就结束了，就这样。
But even worse, when I went back to the bench.
但是更糟糕的是，当我回到这个板凳的时候呢
，I almost passed out.
我几乎要昏倒了。
And ended up having to go back to college on crutches.
结果我就必须架着拐杖呢。回到学校去。
A lesson that what you expect is not always what comes.
你所想象的跟实际上往往是不相同的。
So there were a group of Israelites who were expecting a military Messiah.
所以有一群的这个以色列人呢，就盼望想象他们的弥赛亚是一个军事上的强人。
But other Israelites had different expectations.
但是另一群的这些以色列人呢，又有不同的期盼。
They'd grown comfortable in Babylon.
他们逐渐的舒适于这个巴比伦的生活。
After 50 or 60 years, it seemed like home.
经过了五十六十年的这个被掳，他们觉得好像这个就是他们的家一样。
Many didn't remember their old homes.
他们已经不记得他们从前在原来的家的情况。
They adapted and it fit into the culture.
他们已经很舒适的这个融入了当地的这个文化。
They were satisfied with the belief system they built for themselves.
他们也已经很满足于他们自己所建立的这个信仰系统，融入这个巴比伦的社会。
Life was not perfect, but it was life.
人生虽然是不尽十全十美的，但是我们这样过也不错了。
We see that attitude a lot today.
我们在今天看到这许许多多人的态度也是这样。
But both of these different expectations missed what God wanted to do.
然而这两种不同的这种期盼，这以色列人的期盼呢，都错过了神所为他们准备的弥赛亚。
And when they turned to the book of Isaiah, they were faced with something that didn't feel or look right.
当我们看到这个以赛亚书第五十三章的时候，这里所形容的弥赛亚跟他们的期盼完全不同。
In this section of Isaiah, there are four dialogues or four passages.
在这个以赛亚书呢。这里先知有四段不同的这个对话。
And they are called the four servant songs.
这里是说到四个仆人之歌。
They talk about the servant of the Lord who will come.
这里讲到主的仆人会来。
The first one is found in Isaiah 42.
第一段是在以赛亚书第四十二章。
The second in Isaiah 49.
第二段是在以赛亚书第四十九章。
And the third in Isaiah 50.
第三段是以赛亚书第五十章。
We're going to look at the fourth of these songs this morning.
我们今天早晨看的是第五十三章最后一段。
And see that the mission, the Messiah that God had planned, was very different.
我们看到这个主弥赛亚降临的这个使命是跟他们的期盼是不同的。
Because you see, Isaiah 53 talks about a servant who will come and suffer.
这里以赛亚所讲到的这个主的仆人会来会受苦。
He will set his people free spiritually.
他会让他的人民在属灵方面得到释放。
He's a servant on a mission.
他是一个一个仆人，是有一个任务的这个仆人。
Isaiah 53:1-4.
以赛亚书第五十三章一到第四节。
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one who from people hide their faces, he was despised, and he was held in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打。
So what can we learn about this servant?
所以我们可以学习到这个主的仆人是怎么样的呢？
Verse 1, that some people will accept and some people will reject.
这第一节讲到说，有些人会接受他，有些人不会，会厌弃他。
Who has believed our message, meaning some will not?
有人会相信他所传的，有人会背弃他。
It's interesting in that verse 1, it describes it as the arm of the Lord.
这第一节里面讲到很有意思的就是说耶和华的臂膀向谁显露呢？
This is a phrase that's used many times in the Old Testament to talk about God's power to save and to cause miracles.
这里这句的形容词呢在这个旧约呢常常提到就是当耶和华的臂膀生长的时候就是耶和华的大能呢来拯救他们。来这个施行神迹奇事。
It's the same phrase God uses to tell Moses that he's going to bring his people out of Egypt.
也是同样的这个形容呢，就是上帝跟这个摩西说，他要如何拯救以色列人从这个埃及法老。
Verse 2 talks about dry ground.
这个第二节里面提到这个他像根出于干地一样。
Meaning the royal line of David.Which has gone dormant in exile.
这就是讲到这个大卫跟所罗门的这一系列的这个帝王的这个已经被已经看不见了到了当时的情况被掳的情况。
In Babylon, the kings seemed withered and dead. Babylon, the kings seemed withered and dead.
这个巴比伦王似乎是这个死亡了 也就是被消灭了
But it will bring this Messiah
但是呢会将这个弥赛亚呢带出来
Verse 2 He's going to grow up in their midst He's not going to come from outside
这个 第二节也讲到说他会从我们当中出来而不是从其他的这些外面的人
And look how he's described.
我们来看看他如何被形容。
As cute as he is as a baby.
如同婴孩一样，他是如此的这个。
He's going to look like one of them.
他是跟这些婴孩一样的。
No special beauty or majesty.
他没有特别的美好的容貌。
People will look at him and think nothing special.
人们会看着他。觉得他没有什么特别。
And yet these first four verses of Isaiah 53 say that he will suffer both socially and physically.
然而这个五十三章这一到四节这里讲到他会在这个在社会上被人厌弃，在身体上会被人会受痛苦。
Verse 3, he'll be despised and rejected, a man of sorrow, familiar with suffering.
第三节讲到他被藐视被人厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患
Not something you would normally expect of a man of greatness
这并不是我们通常想象的一个伟人的这个情况
We like leaders who are good looking.
我们希望我们的领袖都是能够长得很俊美。
And have a track record of success.
有一个成功的这个历史。
The servant of the Lord is not like that.
然而主的这个仆人并不是像这样子。
In fact, look at the end of verse 3.
我们看看第三节的末后。
It says that someone men will hide their faces from. They'll turn as they see him coming.
就好像很多人会掩面，想要背对他，不要看他一样。
We turn our faces when there's something we don't want to see that we want to ignore.
当我们要忽略一个人，要不看他的时候，我们就是背对着他，掩面离开他。
But Isaiah, writing under the power of the Holy Spirit, says he will take our pain.
然而借着圣灵的大能，这个以赛亚在这里说，他会将我们的忧患痛苦拿去。
Our infirmities, our sicknesses, those things that keep us from being whole.
那些罪恶痛苦疾病他会阻扰我们成为完全的。
And at the end of verse 4, it says we will judge him and say he deserves it.
然而在这个第四节这里后面说，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
God's just giving to him what he deserves.
上帝只是给他所应该得的。
But it doesn't end with death.
然而这个并不是他的死亡就结束了。
Verses 5-9.
在第五节到第九节这里。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him.And by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested?For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
这里说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除？是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，仍还使他与恶人同埋。谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
This Messiah will bring our healing and our forgiveness.
这个弥赛亚带给了我们的医治以及这个饶恕。
The people of Israel could no longer sacrifice in the temple.
这些以色列的这些被掳的人民呢，没有办法在这个圣殿里面行这些祭祀。
They needed a way to have their sin forgiven once and for all.
他们必须让他们的这个的罪呢一次能够免除。
They needed a savior.
他们需要一个救主。
And this passage tells us that even though we turned away and judged him, he fulfilled his mission.
这里说到，虽然我们掩面不看他，但是这个弥赛亚仍然完成了他的使命。
He brought healing to our wounds with his wounds.
他借着他自己的这个伤痛呢，医治了我们的伤痛。
On this side of the cross, his mission is much clearer to us.
然而在这个十字架的这一边呢，我们看到他的这个使命是如此的清楚。
Verse 7, it says that he did not open his mouth.
第七节这里讲说，他受苦的时候却不开口。
And we think about when he was in judgment before Herod and Pilate and remained silent.
我们想到耶稣在这个希律以及这个比拉多的这个殿中这个他的殿的前面呢受审的时候呢，他却没有开口申冤。
Verse 8, by oppression and judgment he was taken away.
第八节， 因受欺压审判他被夺去。
We think of how he was judged by the chief priests and the Sanhedrin, and they made him carry his cross up the hill.
我们想到耶稣如何在这个被大祭司以及这个公会的这些人审判，背着自己的十字架，上到加略山。
Assigned to die in the midst of criminals and buried in the tomb of a rich man.
在这个罪犯之中呢，他被这个被钉死，然后与这个在富人的这个财主的这个坟墓当中呢被埋葬。
Yet in all these things he was innocent. There was no deceit in him.
然而在他这个他身上呢却没有犯罪，没有任何诡诈的事情。
The servant of the Lord does all of this as a part of God's plan to rescue and restore His people.
这个主的仆人呢，做了这许许多多的事，就是为了要拯救神的子民。
But it doesn't end with death.
然而，这个故事并不是以他的死亡就结束了。
Isaiah continues in verse 10 through 12.
以赛亚继续在第十节到第十二节这里说到。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong.Because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
第十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效。便心满意足，有许多人因认识我的义，因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
This is where the mission of Advent becomes miraculous.
这就是耶稣降临的这个使命，成为这个如此的奇妙。
Verse 10, it's all the Lord's idea. It's His plan.
这第十节这里说，这其实全都是耶和华所定义的。
Many times we hear that the God of the Old Testament is full of wrath and judgment.
我们常听到说旧约的这个神呢，是充满了这个愤怒。以及这个wrath and
judgment
与审判。
But here we see that the God of the Old Testament loves His people.
但是在这里我们看到这个耶和华是如此的爱他的子民。
And wants to heal their pain and their suffering.
愿意医治他们的伤痛以及痛苦。
He knew that the sacrifice system that He'd given to Israel was not a way for them to live holy lives.
他知道他在旧约所设立的这些献祭系统献祭的这个制度呢没有办法让他们完全得救。
And so he found a better way to deal with sin once and for all.
所以他找到一个更好的方式让他们一次的解决这个罪的问题。
And notice what Isaiah writes that this servant will suffer and die but won't stay in the grave.
这里以赛亚讲到他会受苦但是不会停留在这个坟墓里面。
Verse 10, he will see his offspring and prolong his days.
第十节这里说，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。
He will see the light of life.
他会看到这个生命的之光。
And in verse 11, when it says by his knowledge or by his experience, it means that many.Will come to him because of his death and resurrection.
在第十一节这里讲，因认识我的义仆，这就是说，因为他的经验，他的这个死以及他的复活，会许多人得救。
He will justify us. He will make us like we have never sinned.
他会让我们得称为义。
Because he would bear our iniquities.
因为他担当了我们的罪孽。
While the people were thinking about their physical restoration to the land of Israel,
当这些被掳的这些以色列人想到他们如何在有形的这个肉体物质上得到救赎的时候
，God was thinking about their spiritual restoration to Him.
上帝呢想到了他们的着重的是他们的属灵的这个与他上帝自己呢重新和好。
He stands with his arms wide open to embrace his people.
他伸出他的耶和华伸出他的臂膀来迎接他的子民。
Even though they had turned their backs on him.
虽然他背弃了他。
On this side of the cross, we know this servant is Jesus.
在十字架的这边，我们知道这个救主呢就是耶稣基督。
And we can see how the mission of Advent got fulfilled in him.
我们看到这个耶稣的降临呢就是满足了这个主的仆人的这个预言。
So what does all this have to do with Christmas?
所以这些跟这个圣诞节有什么关系呢？
I'd encourage us to think of Christmas as the beginning of the mission.
我鼓励大家来思考就是这个圣诞节是这个弥赛亚的这个使命的一个开始而已。
The reconciliation of people to God through the person of Christ.
就是神的子民与神的和好借着耶稣基督的关系。
Because while without Christmas there would be no Easter.
因为如果没有圣诞节的话那就没有复活节。
Without the expectation of Easter there would have been no Christmas.
如果我们没有这个复活节的盼望的话那就圣诞节就没有意义了。
The people of Israel would have not known what to do with Isaiah 53.
以色列的人对这个五十三章就不知道怎么办了。
The servant didn't fit their expectations.
因为这个主的仆人跟他们的这个期望呢不符合。
Why would God send someone to suffer?
为什么上帝要派遣一个受苦的人来到这当中呢？
What they needed was help right now.
他们所想要的是一个实际上能够马上能够得到帮助的人。
And so some of them just forgot about the Messiah.
所以许多的以色列人就忘掉了这个弥赛亚的。
Or threw away the things that they didn't agree with.
就是把那些看起来不合理的把他们抛弃了。
And as a result, many missed Jesus when he finally came.
所以这样的结果呢，就许多人错失了当耶稣来的时候，错失了认识弥赛亚的机会。
And so I guess this Christmas season, I'd like to ask us the same questions.
所以在这个圣诞节的这个季节当中呢，我想请问各位同样的问题。
In the busyness of Christmas, where there's so many sparkly things that can draw our attention.
就是当这个圣诞节这个期间呢，有许许多多璀璨的事情呢，吸引我们的注意力。
Have I got expectations that will cause me to miss what God is really doing?
我们对圣诞节的期盼，会不会让我们错失了耶稣降临的这个弥赛亚的真正的意义
？So when you find that.Time for a moment of reflection. Here's a couple of questions.
所以你当你在这个期间有这个时间来思想的时候呢，我们来问这个问题。
What today is really holding you captive?
在今天呢，到底什么事情让我们如同是被掳掠了一样
？Israel was in Babylon, and they'd forgotten about what real life, what good life meant.
以色列人在被掳的这个巴比伦呢？他们忘掉了他们原来在以色列这个家中的美好。
How often do we like them settle?
我们是不是时常像他们一样的就满足于现况
？Is there a part of your life that holds you captive to the powers of the world?
在你的生命当中，是不是有一些部分被这个世界所掳掠了
？Are you in need from pain or suffering or hurting? In need of pain?Peace and healing.
你是否是在痛苦与苦难当中，你需要这个被医治，被这个被饶恕
？The baby that's in the center of our Christmas cards in our creche came in the flesh.
在这个圣诞卡中，我们看到耶稣基督从以这个婴儿的这个形式降生。
He came on a mission to heal and to restore each of us.
他来到这个世界上，为了要医治以及重新的建立我们每一个人。
And he has the power to do it by the arm of the Lord.
他有如此的能力，就是借着上帝的膀臂。
In the midst of Christmas, where are your expectations?
在这个圣诞节的期间当中，你们的各位的这个期盼是什么呢？
Do you have family issues that you struggle with?
是否有家庭之间的这些纷争需要解决的呢？
I was with my brother Friday night.
我跟我的这个兄弟在这个礼拜五的时候在一起。
And he has a lot of bitterness towards our parents.
他对我们自己的父母有许多的不满意。
So it's hard to be with him sometimes.
所以有时候跟他在一起的时候不容易相处。
Not the expectations of the Christmas cards that we receive.
这个与我们收到这个圣诞节卡片的这个期盼呢不大相同。
Or maybe this Christmas there's financial issues that are in your family.
或者是在这个圣诞季节当中我们有一些经济上的困难。
When we are encouraged to spend, even if we don't have the money.
即使我们没有这个能力花钱的时候，我们也好像被逼的要去不断的去买一些新的东西。
Don't be shaped by the expectations of the culture.
我们盼望各位不要被这个我们的环境、我们的文化逼迫的，这个我们必须要符合他们的期望。
Don't be held captive by things that are not a part of the real life God has for you.
不要为这些其实并不是上帝要要在我们生命当中的这些成为我们的生命的这个掳掠一样。
And if you have never experienced life in Jesus,
如果你尚未尝试到体验到这个在主耶稣基督里面的生命的话，
He stands ready to embrace you.
他已经在我们与神当中呢准备好了要来这个接纳你。
He continues his mission of wanting to love and forgive and justify you.
他已经准备好就是来接受你，来爱你，来这个拥抱你。
All we have to do is ask.
我们所要做的就是来求他。
So are you held captive to anything?
所以各位是否有被任何的事情掳掠呢？
The second question in our is.Are any of your expectations of God misaligned?
第二点呢，就是说我们问这个问题，就是我们有没有任何的期盼，跟这个上帝呢是不相符合的。
Israel was expecting a military commander to solve their problems.
以色列的这些人呢是期盼一个在军事上的强人来解决他们的问题。
God gave them a suffering servant to solve their spiritual exile.
然而上帝却派遣一个受苦的这个仆人来解决他们属灵的这些需要。
As you read through God's word this Christmas, keep asking, is there something God that I believe that's untrue about you?
所以在这个圣诞期间，我请各位来问这个问题：是否上帝在我们心中，我们有没有什么不符合神的期望的地方
？God still tells us, don't miss who I am.
上帝还不断地告诉我们，让我们不要错过，真实的我是如何的样子。
Don't miss out on what I'm doing.
不要错过了，我所做的这些事情。
Don't be like my daughter Janelle and have your eyes in the wrong place.
请各位不要像我的女儿一样，她把她的目光呢集中在错误的对象上。
So you miss the gifts that are ready for you.
所以你错过了已经给你的这个礼物。
The mission of the suffering servant Jesus continues.
所以这个耶稣他降生的这个使命仍然的在不断的进行。
He wants to lift people out of captivity and forgive their sin.
他要把人从这个被掳掠的情况解放出来。
He wants to restore them spiritually to real life.
他要把他们给他们真正的生命从这个被掳的情况解放出来。
That is the mission of Advent.
这就是耶稣降生的这个使命。
Let's not miss it.
让我们不要错过它。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, you are magnificent.
父神，你是何等的伟大。
And when we